There is some debate about when the practice of parenting originated. But the word itself only came into common usage about 40 years ago, which I guess means parenting was invented after I was. Like many nouns that became verbs and changed history for the worse, jam, trip, streak, this happened in the 1970s. Before that, children weren't parented, but reared, which did not require much anxious philosophical examination. You loved them. You did your best to make sure they didn't die. But you didn't give a lot of thought to optimizing their cognitive development or nourishing their self-esteem. If they kept a handful of their teeth and lived to 32, you'd done your job. Maybe you taught them a few psalms or how to write their name in the dirt. Any parental efforts beyond that just weren't, in 70s parlance, anyone's jam. This is presuming the parents were the ones making the efforts in the first place. Often they weren't. A big part of the reason it wasn't called parenting is that for much of history, parents did so little of it. A caste of wet nurses, dry nurses, tutors, servants, slaves, clergy, older siblings, other relatives, and apprentice masters did the day-to-day labor. Sometimes this was because it was necessary for economic survival. Sometimes because it was fashionable. Sometimes, always, because children are just so much work. The history of parenting is in large part a history of trying to get out of it. It turns out there are very good reasons for this. It's how we evolved. To repeat evolutionary biologist Robert Trivers's famous argument, the genes that got passed on were the ones that demanded more than parents can provide. We overcome this inequality by making other people do as much of the work as possible. From the perspective of species survival, the best strategy for a parent is the same as the one for a bad employee. Do as little as you can get away with. Look busy, and let someone else do the real work. The practice of dumping the kids on someone else is called alloparenting, and it's as old as people are. My own perceptions of caveman parenting are based mostly on the Flintstones, from which I conclude that prehistoric parents were well-meaning but a little irresponsible, letting their children do things like juggle boulders and play with saber-toothed house cats, not to mention smoking in front of them. But people who study the Stone Age for a living confirm that early humans were actually pretty good parents, who kept their kids and themselves alive by outsourcing as much child-rearing as they could. Evolutionary biologist and all-around genius person Sarah Blaffer-Hurdy suggests that it's what's allowed us to become people in the first place. Without alloparents, there never would have been a human species. Although alloparenting is common in many animals, flamingos, bottlenose dolphins, bison, killer whales, bees, and pronghorn antelopes all form what are essentially daycare centers. It's not seen much in other primates, most of whom are far more likely to eat a neighbor's infant than babysit him. Once our hominin ancestors began sharing the parenting duties with one another, they could retain enough resources to evolve the big brains and complex social relationships that let them leapfrog over other primates to become Homo sapiens. And once humans became humans, they continued thinking up ways to avoid being around their children. One of the oldest methods is the same as the one I use on broken vacuum cleaners and soiled recliners, which is to surreptitiously unload them on someone else's street in the middle of the night, then pretend I don't know anything about it. With furniture, this is called illegal dumping. But with children, it's known as exposing. And by classical times, it was routine. In ancient Rome, an estimated 20 to 40% of all infants were exposed, suggesting that a majority of families exposed at least one child. Romans actually expressed surprise when a woman did not expose any of her children, and were baffled that some other cultures didn't engage in the practice at all. When Plutarch famously wrote, "Mothers ought to bring up and nurse their own children," he meant some of them, because you'd have to be crazy to keep them all. Infant abandonment was common in both reality and myth, and was such a frequent part of city founders' origin stories that historian James Boswell calls them founding foundlings. Famous exposed heroes include Oedipus, Poseidon, Paris, Jupiter, Jupiter's twin sons, Cybele, Ion, founder of the Ionians, Cyrus, founder of the Persian Empire, and Remus and Romulus, founders of Rome.